Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm 新觉罗贝。
China launched its third aircraft carrier, the Fujian, in Shanghai today. The carrier, named after the province, was designed and built by China. The new carrier was put into the water at a launch ceremony this morning. Approved by the Central Military Commission, the Fujian was given the hull number 18. It's the country's first domestically made carrier that uses catapults. With a full load displacement of more than 80,000 tons, the carrier is equipped with electromagnetic catapults and arresting devices. The new carrier will now complete mooring tests and sea trials.
As the situation in the city continues to improve, foreign enterprises are also busy getting back to work. Many say they are looking forward to potential business opportunities here in Shanghai. Zhang Yue tells us more.
All the production lines are back up and running at Shiseido's manufacturing facility in Pudong, one of Japan's largest cosmetics firm. The factory was fully opened on June 1st, when the city lifted the lockdown. Nearly 80 of Shiseido's stores and booths in Shanghai have fully reopened. The overall business environment in Shanghai is still quite good, even after the resurgence. This is why we decided to stay here to keep developing our business. During the recent resurgence, we continued with R&D, and some new products have already been put into the market. Ford Motor's newly built design center in Yangpu District is also open. The company says the center is mainly used to create future products that cater to the demands of Chinese consumers, possibly leading to some new global trends.
We have a lot of projects ongoing, and we've got many more models that the team are busy getting prepared for. Our commitment to China is still exactly the same. You know, we have a very talented local work design team here.
Shanghai's economy has a high degree of outward orientation. Our main focus now is to help more enterprises pick up production and solve the difficulties that they meet during the resumption, such as logistics, transportation, personnel, funding, and customs clearance, so that the production can speed up. Data show that the nearly 60,000 foreign-funded enterprises in Shanghai contribute more than a quarter of the city's gross domestic product, over a third of its tax revenue, and about two-thirds of its foreign trade volume. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
U.S. President Joe Biden yesterday signed legislation to improve oversight of ocean shipping, which lawmakers say will help curb inflation and ease export backlogs. Sun Siqi has more.
The Ocean Shipping Reform Act passed unanimously by the Senate via voice vote in March after winning bipartisan House support. It empowers the Federal Maritime Commission to investigate late fees charged by carriers while prohibiting ocean carriers and marine terminals from refusing to fill available cargo space. Biden has also stressed that a concentration of corporate shipping power in the hands of a few large companies has led to higher shipping costs that hurt businesses and exacerbate problems with inflation.
During the pandemic, these carriers increased their prices by as much as 1,000%. And they raked in the profits. And the cost got passed on, as you might guess, directly to the consumers. Sticking it to American families and businesses because they could.
The Federal Reserve this week raises key interest rate by 0.75 point, the largest bump since 1994, after data released last week showed U.S. inflation rose in May to a four-decade high of 8.6%. The three major stock market indices in New York fell sharply yesterday. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell by more than 4%, the S&P 500 dropped 3.3%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped below 30,000 points for the first time since January of last year. Markets were down in Asia as well today. South Korea's Composite Stock Price Index dipped slightly, while the Nikkei 225 today fell by 1.77%.